This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
There was no fire response. Waso walikuwa pale nje. Wako
Luthuli yenyewe. Hata kuna ka fire hydrants anywhere kwa hizo places.
Jesus, because town could go na hizo fire hydrants.
Yeah. Man, get the fuck number. Ito hiyo giyo jamaa hapo kwani. What was unatuambia nini hiyo?
I mean, you really now, what are you listening to? That's nonsense.
Make sure if there are 120 beds, you have enough staff. Because even Sha cannot work with a hospital that is understaffed.
So, yeah, man, that's your thing. The little that I've able to, I mean, Nimekwaniki engage with them, the SHA fraternity and the employees and all that, the staff, whatever. That thing, man, is an avenue of making money for counties.
But this, she can end up being a PR nightmare.
Yeah.
Because if she's pushing it and it's not working for her, how is it going to work for the rest of us?
Yeah.
Ekonene. Episode 585. Tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yeah.
Na leo ni a very interesting day because hii episode 585.
Yes.
Tuko tunafanya kuifanya na DJ Shiti. Alafu DJ Shiti akaenda hapa ametukansolia. So tukamua tulete Mobek because Mobek has also been known to be a shitty DJ. So Yeah. So tukona Mobek. Mobek, asante yes. Jo. Because ulibaki umefeeling. Shiti iko ati because of something bad. It was like he got some new business that he needed to handle. Yeah. And we are like, you know, we can push it forward because just go get the money.
Business first.
Yeah. Wacha tengeneza pesa ndia kujeka amefry. Because you also don't want like an unhappy DJ. But Mobek, umekuwaje?
Poa sana, man.
Umekuwa in Kenya for some time, eh?
Yeah, I think from 8th.
Yeah,
from 8th of December. I'll be around and then paka end of February.
Oh, end of Feb?
Yep.
Damn. Kwani? Umekuwa the real summer bunny. Jo, hakuna kurudi kwa na baridi?
Ah, baridi stuck. But at the same time, nje kutoka job nili... I wasn't okay, by the way. I took a short-term disability sababu. I wasn't feeling okay. Nilipata accident nakumbuka ile last year.
Yeah.
So it's been taking me here and there and nini. So I was like, let me just come to Nairobi too. In fact, I came to hospital. Yes.
Oh, hapa?
Yeah, Nairobi hospital.
So anasema medicine yetu ni nzuri ama ni pesa ndio at least ni reasonable.
You know, it depends who's treating you and and what they are putting on you nini. So and then the fact that you have good insurance like kitu, they give you proper care. The problem is that ni kwamba aje, like who is attending you and what you are paying. Everything is money at the end of the day. So
but unatumia insurance gani yako ya states?
Yeah.
Oh, ina cover everywhere.
Global insurance.
Oh, ni global, eh?
Yeah.
That's good one. So inamaanisha, mtu wakiwa na shida basi unaenda kuitumia China. Niko na check a certain video of China that was so interesting. It was a certain lady talking about, an American lady kwanza. She was talking about how she was feeling some type of way. Alafu akaishia to a Chinese hospital. And ilikuwa interesting because MRI. Naka, yeye nilimpeleka kudu MRI hapa. I think, did I tell you how much it cost? Was it like 18 Gs?
22 Gs or something.
Yeah, it was expensive. Unajua in China, I think alisema ni like 500, hizo za China, za Chinese. What are they called? Yuan. Chani on the yuan to Kenyan shilling pesa ngapi. But alikuwa na ana compare yuan to Kenyan shilling, that's 18 bob, so it's like 9k in China and it's fast. Afu najua China wana do like things in there. So alikuwa anasema as an American when you go to Chinese hospitals now you una smile too.
So yeah, but this is what you need to know though. A lot of Kenyans when you're in America say they come to Kenya for treatment.
Yeah.
Like unapata mtu akiingia the first thing yuko na appointments za meno, za macho, kunua like anachukua like 5 glasses nini. Because you're cool and expensive and all that. At the end of the day you know na kama out of pocket what you're supposed to pay is a lot kuliko other pa Kenya. that's afadhali, you get a proper hospital na nini utibiwe na nini, and that will be okay for you.
Yeah.
That's okay. It a lot of people are just using Kenya sana kwa more especially dentistry and optical. It's so good, even orthopedic. And these are the other chronic diseases in Jersey called manageable. Because you see, you ask kuna shida moja. If you're in pain, like me, I was in pain. Getting an appointment to go to hospital, it was supposed to be like end of the month.
Yes.
And that means like I'm still very, I'm in pain.
Yes.
In a job. And the appointment is 30th. And I need this thing like tomorrow. I can't get it. But I can come to Kenya and walk into a hospital with an appointment overnight. Yeah, so that's the beauty about it. But the problem here is now Kenya's news and all that is Madawa, Nanini, the referral to choose other countries in India, Nanini. But we have very nice doctors in this country.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of people see America, I think there's always the risk of pain meds.
Yeah.
Like where you might go. Mseka mimi vile muu tetagajua my back, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Which I noticed, food is very important, yes? And this is something I'd want to tell people. During this festive period, I was eating a lot of sugars.
Yeah.
And a lot of chapatis and what I didn't care. Nakumbuka. And I noticed that my back used to pain more than saizi. When I just decided, mwaka imeanza, let me just reduce
back
on
to,
those.
Yes.
Yes. So that's one thing I've noticed. History also, some foods are inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually true. But now, kitu nikuwa naogopa nayo, because just apart from you, pia kuna boy wetu anaitwa Ndongo. Ndongo wanakuwa masaita. Za Ohio. Sikuzi pia uko Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Unafaa kumiti na Ndongo. Ndongo.
Ndongo, na Ndongo mara mingi sana.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So Ndongo.
Siya konsisi nari Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ndongo pia likuwa meumia.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I'm always afraid for nyinyi mkipata accidents huko is pain meds. Because hizi ma pain meds za huko.
Yeah, you know,
basically
it's
opioids.
Yeah, it's
opioids like nah. You're given heroin.
So this is what happens.
Yeah.
More especially if you're doing a safety sensitive job.
Mm.
I think America is not the best place for you to go to hospital. Number one, una kama mimi nilifanyiwa lumbar puncture.
Yes.
So they were trying to run my nervous system, alafu they were not getting results, and then talk kwa mgongo wangu wakatoa hiyo fluid for that.
Yes.
And then I was having weird headaches. And weird failed nervous system. And then napatiwa meds zingine. Hizi meds ukipewa, ukirudi job, ukifanyiwa drug screening test, unadunda, na utakuwa out of job.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So what is the better thing? Utibiwe straight na venye unajua. Because unajua huko, wanataka kufanya. They have very good facilities na nina kila kitu. But the meds, man, pain meds, ziko out of.
Ni mafori.
Yeah. But more especially kama unajua, you yes. are in any safety sensitive job na nina, and I require those diagnosis, drug screening test and everything else, you will find yourself in a very bad position, because as the kwa system. And then you're going to be put out of work. Kama, we'll find it. That's why they recommend. Kama kuna job mzuri na nini, take a short-term disability, get treated well,
okay.
Get done na nini. Na sikila mta kuna opportunity tunajua.
But I think also what now you get the level of satisfaction ni unajua tena huku Kenya huku unaweza enda then you get a misdiagnosis ama they take too long like unaweza pata line it's an emergency issue.
Right.
Maybe they have to check what's going on kwa stomach and maybe they have to do some procedure using ODG machine fulani ya kuangalia. So umeambua si umetoka hapa kwa nani consultant. So amekusikiza akasema I need this test and this and this and this. So si unafaa kwenda in an ideal in an operating hospital, unafaa kwenda na hizo whatever doctors told.
Right.
Go kwa hiyo nini get checked and then urudishe. Because ukiwa mgonjwa inaini hata kama ni kichwa na it's an emergency. Because
yes.
You're not going on with your day-to-day
activities. Yeah, because
freely. You need to go back there. So unaambiwa ni aje sasa hii, it's tuseme ni January. Okay, sawa. Tumekubook for me.
Where?
That's January.
Yeah, sasa hiyo ndio problem. Sasa hizo maneno za
emergency hizo me would prefer hizo za you'd rather maybe pay more. Because unajua mwili ina repair.
Yeah.
Mwili ina mkono. Yeah, una nervous system ingine. It's only the one that you have.
But yeah. I think even for kuna boy fulani nilicheki.
Yeah.
Yuko based in Canada.
Right.
He did a very interesting video.
Mm-hmm.
Alikuwa anasema that sometimes nyinyi like people in America and Canada forget the advantages that you have because of the passport.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah. I saw that boy.
So yes. Yeah. So I understand like Mobek because it's home.
Mm.
Coming home for medical care.
Mm.
But you see now advantage Mobeki konayo over sisi ni apart from home, there's China. Apart from home, there's Japan. And Mobe can wake up on any random day. One is amka leo, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't like the American way. Let me go and try the Chinese way.
Mm.
And you just get on a plane and una land, passport, it's stamped. Mimi lazima ni pigie nyanyangu, anitumie ID yake.
Yeah, and I get like
alafu tufufu your grandfather, tupige picha. Alafu, you understand? Like, it's all these processes. So I think sometimes mnafaa kutake advantage. Because, like, for you right now, alafu zuri wa China pia inakuwa the place where you can go there as a patient and come out as a businessman.
Yeah.
So it's always an opportunity.
If you're patient enough.
Yes, if you're patient enough. Yes.
But ukiangalia, especially kama since kuna hizi global insurances na nini, depending on which organization that you're working for.
Yeah.
You see the thing like personally, in kuna niuma sana, ni your downtime. Unaelewa? Your downtime, I could not drive, move from point A to B.
Yes.
Mm. What will that put me? The Nyaka situation whereby now I'm becoming a bother to other people.
Mm.
Kenya hapa life is easier.
Yeah.
A little bit. Ntakuwa kwangu, you know. Ntakuwa hospitali, I'll move around, I'll do other things very well.
Mm.
Nikikuwa China, I'll be confined into one space so that I recover and then I come back and all that. Mm. But here in Kenya, what? It's easy.
Okay.
I can get to see my family. I can do a lot of things that I will not do. Kama nikiwa US, I take advantage of that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Me, I was just saying that for the majority of the people who, when you know, wakikuwa na symptoms, they rush to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anybody. So, pia uliko mesema is who you know.
Yes.
Pia mina zasema, if I'm lucky, like, kuna some family members wamekuwa kwa Kenyatta.
Mm-hmm.
So, my experience, see ya watu wengine. Because now there are doctors who maybe have known me since niko mdogo. So maybe akipata kesi yako.
Mm-hmm.
I go like, oh, hey. But you unaona, this is a hospital that what in a receiving thousands of patients in a day.
And surprising.
So, and if you have, come on, Asama, if you have a doctor
when you have, yes,
to
yes,
be easier for you. But you also feel for those people when you...
Who don't have that.
They are referred from maybe Karai nini, level 3, Sufiu Api, Kachiniba, all over, because it takes people. Even some, what we know, East Africa, wana kuchanga hapa.
In fact, even my...
So there are the experiences you feel for them.
So like even my procedure, it's even advantageous to the insurance. Do you know why? Kama nikifanyiwa procedure US, insurance yangu believe almost $110,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Unaona? But up even in the hospital, how much money did I pay? It's 1.8 million. Only. Nah, I wasn't could feel anything. But so kwao, they were like, oh, that's good. Kuliko. Yeah, pande lingine. And then now, kuna hilo overcharge, bali itakuja pande. But sasa na hii part, I will not get an overcharge. And then it's na downtime. Downtime, yani kunayo, I'm doing other things which can easily help me. Meeting people, meeting Mwaf, meeting you, doing other things na nini, while I'm recovering. Gently, being
so
at home.
So you're part of your therapy.
Yes, it's part of my therapy. US most of the time can be lonely. US is just something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're sick, especially when you're sick.
Yeah.
Because
lakini hata vile mpanga jua disability, wacha tubaki tumewisha quick recovery to boy wetu. Kuna boy wetu fulani anaitangua Okelo. Anakuwa yuko best massage za Scotland.
Mm-hmm. George?
Yes. Najua aliumia mkono.
Oh.
Yes, unajua he's a mechanical engineer. So yes, nakoga mechanical engineer. So you know they have to, unajua mechanical engineering in the first world, you are there.
It's a handy
you
work.
Are mechanicaling things there.
Yeah.
So in the process anasema kuna machine ilipata error. Kaba kimem crash like mkono, najua. But anakoga boy wetu sana. He also has a podcast into a glass pod.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, making sure me support
check it out.
Boy wa nguvu sana man. Alafu you are gonna story fulani ile hopefully one day ata share.
Mm-hmm.
Ni like it's a very interesting story about an encounter with one of Kenya's socialites.
Yeah.
Such a dope story man, but he's not ready to share it. Like it's one of those stories that they are like, damn man.
Yeah.
Like hey, but quick recovery to George. Alafu wasee wabaki wame nini?
Wame support. Glassport. For everyone who's watching us as well. Because we assume everyone is okay.
And then Shah disappointed me.
I get to watch. Might be going through some stuff.
Yeah.
Shah disappointed me. Shah is no shying boss.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I paid for that thing and then went there. It's not working now. The doctor's rights are not responding. I did next year January when the program is coming back. I was like, really?
It's so interesting, Willum, mm-hmm. bring up Sha. Because mm-hmm. that's one of the stories I thought about, us talking about, and then somehow I forgot about it. But damn, it seems whenever three are gathered, the Lord is there.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord may bring up. Kuna de flani, anaitua Antonella. Antonella Kakuko.
Mm.
So she's one of like those really staunch Ruto followers and Ruto supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, she always posts about Vitu kama Sha. So I think even like by the date we are shooting, she'd posted still about Sha. So acha tuone. Mm-hmm. What she'd posted by the time apart na post ni 3 hours ago. You can register for Sha today and start contributing polepole at your own pace. Dial star blah blah blah. No Kenyan should be denied healthcare because of insufficient premium and nene. So what's interesting about her story is, unfortunately, this festive season, because of how Kenyans drive recklessly, she was involved in a grisly accident.
Accident. Uh-huh.
And in the process, but the good thing is she ended up surviving. Sindio?
Oh, wow. That's good.
So that's good. Mm. But it seems, I don't know how true this is, but it seems like she, Sha is not fully paying her bills. So, but before that, Wangalia Sha, this is what she'd posted after her accident.
Mm.
The photos are too horrific. Mpaka itabidi to sit back to me, sit in black and white. Right. Watu waone.
Mm-hmm.
But look like, the devil is a liar. This past week has been nothing short of God's undeniable miracles in my life. I stand today as living proof that God has a plan for each and every one of us, even when the path leads through fire. Then kakua, an accident that many still struggle with, many still struggle to comprehend after seeing the wreckage of the car has become my greatest testimony as we close the chapter of 2025.
Mm.
What the enemy intended for destruction, God turned into preservation. I should not be here by human standards, but by divine mercy. Then akamalizia, I'm not out of the woods. Two more surgeries await me on the 7th of January. And then the journey continues so that so does the pain, the healing, and the waiting. But I wake up breathing. I wake up with purpose, and that's everything. If you ever doubt that God still intervenes, let my life be the reminder. If you ever feel forgotten, let my survival speak. I'm here by grace. I'm standing by mercy, and I'll testify loudly and unapologetically. As I said, we have to put the colors in black and white. So let's start with the car. The car, of course, can be in colored. So Nagari. But then her injuries, man. Angalia aja.
Oh, shoot, man.
Like, this is... okay, but this is her dress. But unachikia mikono. Vile meshono.
That's X, ama?
Yes, but cheki hapo, jo.
Kali, man. And the next. Tafadhali.
Tafadhali, sindo? Yeah. Uchiki the way it's... Ah. So she survived something horrific, yes? And, but now, so after a survivee, so remember she's been posting about Sha.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a message that people are sharing, claiming that anaitisha extra help. Because anasema that her medical bills becomes too high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where now the controversy comes in. Because the controversy is, if Sha is working,
shying.
Yes, should Kakuko be asking for our help? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if Sha is not working and you are part of the government and you know that Kakuko is one of the government's bloggers,
mm-hmm.
why not treat her like so just privately nyewe contribute so that people don't, because I feel like this gives people the weapon to say that Sha is not working. Anye mna feel aje?
So I've told you what is an a live example that what happened to me. So I register Sha.
Yes.
I've been a Sha register kitambo actually. And I even registered my parents. I paid a lot of money for that. Mimi yangu, my test, whatever, zilikuja juu sana, and I paid a lot of money.
Yes.
For both my parents and myself.
Mm.
And then when I went to hospital for my MRI, that thing, man, does not exist. Mm. It's nothing. Zero. Mm. Mm. Yeah. Like they wouldn't tell you, it's not there.
Sha.
Yeah.
Well, in the house again, because I think Tuliambwaga, is it about level? You have to go to a certain level of hospital. Sit here. I think only level 4 going to do.
No, I think any hospital.
My imaging, the Lienda German Center. Mm. That's how we qualified, Upper Hill.
Mm.
Yeah. And I paid cash.
Ulienda na shau kambo ingiza kwa.
Ambia yeye utaingiza mali nyingi.
Shut up.
Where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. Man, just shut up, man. Shut up, don't come this
time. Shut it.
Shut it up. Do you know how I felt, man? I calls my dudes, man, when I'm fanya kazi na shau, who are my very good high level shau members.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you told me to do this. I was like, you should have called us. I called what? They said it's not working. Simple. That's it. Your story, Kaisha, I had to pay. I needed the MRI results. They came out immediately from German Center Medical Clinic.
Yeah.
Immediately. So, but I paid in cash.
Mm.
But I'm just feeling like, what if someone else doesn't have the money to pay? You know? And then the hope is sure. You know?
I think, Nanini, the so-called African healthcare system inakuwaga so scary. Because inakuwaga scary because also it also shows you how hatukuwagi serious as a people. And the reason why I say we are not serious as a people is kumbuka recently there was the Anthony Joshua accident.
Yeah,
and I remember people saying, yes, in Nigeria itself.
Nigeria.
And there were people saying that the Anthony Joshua accident showed people that wealth cannot save you from a bad health system. Your bad health system.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua crashed and he was pulled out and put in a cop car.
Which was struggling to get into.
Yes.
Mm.
One thing Ilenisha checking again, what was in Hollywood, but I always feel like Hollywood teaches us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things Hollywood would teach me after an accident, mtu anafaa kumuviwa na trained professionals.
Yes.
Shall notice?
Paramedics.
So sisi kumbuka, ulecheki majuzi SPM bars wame release ile footage ya what happened to nani?
To
Jirongo. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
So when this igari ya Jirongo ili crash, first responders ni raya za boda boda. Ukiona vila zilikuja zikona shika mlango ya Benz wanaivuta. And you can't blame them. They think they are helping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was alikuwasha daddy. So unachiki ya melala. So your story at least, jui hakuwa driver, it's nonsense. There's an actual video of him. Akame slouch after your accident happened. So unless wali switch bodies in, you understand? Sometimes
in seconds.
The simple solution is. But, so that's what happened. Now let's go back to Anthony Joshua. And because the Anthony Joshua thing is serious because an accident can also happen to the richest African, Dangote.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens to the richest African, he still lives in a place
where systems are broken.
Systems don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one thing I'll never understand about Africans. Like, why not have even one hospital that works?
Yeah.
Just one. Like, apa Kenya kuna fakwa na hosi moja, ile everything is perfect. So yes, it's surrounded by incompetence, and that's how it's supposed to be in every major county. So inafakwa, if this billionaire is in Kisumu and an accident happens, they can go to this specific hospital. If this happens, they can go to this specific. Because this even brings that back to story of Raila. Remember when Raila had been flown out?
Out
of the country, because it became an emergency. Why was Raila flown out? You understand? And what if he could have been saved here? I remember kuna mtu alituatia. Who was that who was telling us that? See, it's a Kenyan doctor. Ile mushinda nikimwenjoy nafaa kuja hapa but atakagi he wants to stay private but alinipatia ghost story akiniambia like some conditions especially when they are that old they'd rather be treated locally than you being flown out but you see if you do not believe in the system that you've created you'll always fly people out and sometimes you kuwapeleka out is a change of altitude and all that make their shit worse.
Because Sha is trial and error it still needs trial and error phase. Eh?
Mm.
So one day it will work for you.
Another day it won't.
One day it will pay for your bed only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like we had some issue with a family member. So we were admitting him. We were in the process of admitting him. And it was an emergency. Like we needed blood.
Mm.
I check, but sasa wezi patiwa blood transfusion kwa reception. So pale wanaona, of course, physician wake amesema, admit you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there because now the system, Gava imesema, like easy e-facility nafaa kuwa na this amount of beds. So the fact that you ndio inaku admit, you're being admitted by the system. The system ndio inafaa kuangalia if there's an available bed for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the system ilikuwa inasema there are no beds, of which kwa ward there were very many beds, but the fact that ikikreatiwa tuseme this tuseme there's a level 5 Baringo, a level 4 hospital,
yes,
shaikije waki make sure they could host, they could have like 120 patients, but sasa shaime kwa like level 4 ni 60 beds and you're admitted there, it's an emergency case, you won't be admitted.
Oh,
you won't be. You won't, because sasa even you need to prompt even the payment system, so uko pale they can't take you to the ward, you have patients wako kwa casualty. And they're like, I'm sorry, like if there's a bed, like wanafaa, like I don't know, just do something kwa hiyo I recognize hizi vitu zingine. So it's still,
I don't think I don't think it was well thought with the good intention.
It was thought ilko poa, but now ukiangalia, now if you go back to the facilities, wange improve the facilities first and then you bring this kind of system. So now zina, it's like having high speed internet in a hut in Turkana. Well, I don't even have the gadgets to
use those high speed internet.
Mm-hmm. Ukona high speed internet,
so you have to use the wrong places.
You know. Yeah. So like I have to improve this fast. Then we need electricity, we need sujui nini.
Right.
Bring this to fast, then ndio niweze ku enjoy. So they should facilitate the hospitals first. They should equip them. Make sure if there are 120 beds, you have enough staff. Because even Sha cannot work with a hospital that is understaffed.
Yeah, man, that Sha thing, the little that I've able to, I mean, nimekuwa niki engage with the Sha fraternity and employees and all that, the staff, whatever. That thing, man, is an avenue of making money for counties. Yeah, that's it. Facilities and all that. There are places whereby that Sha works. Well, those places here, and we're saying it's just some shampoo place that doesn't even exist. You know, I mean, like, I had an opportunity to go through some records, and when I just found some stuff just working on there, they are like, man, we're only just doing this because it's very unfortunate that the Kenyans are in this situation that we are in right now, but we can't even help it. So that's the same thing that I was saying the other day to Kwa Gato. You know, the moment you have broken systems, we're going so deep into a lot of trouble than even what it is, because systems stays forever. Yes. If you create a system is supposed to stay there to benefit a person who is not even a president today. A person is supposed to come in the future, even your child who doesn't know what is happening. But if you have a broken system, today benefits someone that's just for that day. What happens after that? You see, now someone is a governor somewhere who says, was whatever, this political state somewhere, they're benefiting it at the moment. But what will happen when this person is no longer there, the governor or whatever? He's going through the same system that he broke, right? But what if the greater system is going to work for them, all of them, uniformly? You understand? The same way that you were saying, like, it's not the holy stuff and all that. You're supposed to have any paramedics and all that. We have so many accidents in Kenya because we don't observe safety, safety intrigues and everything else. And at the same time, we don't have facilities and services to take care of the situation that we've created ourselves. You see? But if we had a system which is working, it could be painful, but it's going to stay forever and it's going to help a lot of people. So systems is the only thing which can help us. As much as we don't want them, like, because it's us again who make this system very difficult. Sindio?
Yes.
Because we know what you're supposed to do, really. Honestly. Us as Kenyans, we've been told this is the system that won't work. We fund the system using our own money, taxes, and everything as it's collected from us. So we expect the system to serve us. But the system, there are people came up with it who didn't want it to work. They don't want it to work so that they can benefit, short-term benefits. But what's going to happen when you get old? Today, you are, President Ruto is 60 something, right? Yes. 10 years from now, he'll be not a president, right? But his people will be suffering because of things that he created. So we don't have sufficient passion.
Yes. 10 years from now, he's going to be a president.
Look at it that way. Yes, 10 years from now, he won't be president, regardless. If he will, he will not be.
That's
the clear part, right? But guess what's going to happen? People will be suffering.
people will be suffering. Watu watakuwa na hangaika mbaya sana. Because like here atakuwa na benefit short term. And then so tutakuwa hapa sisi wa Kenya sisi wenyewe tumekubali kitu na nini venye inaendelea hivi, and then we'll be say praising this guy was okay, the same like what happened with the President Ruto. Sorry, Uhuru Kenyatta.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a broken system that you create and it's going to be the way that it is.
Because the history of first responders, it's so important. And
very important.
And I have no job. The way I always look at all these things is they create jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, sometimes when I listen to Kelisa Kibonga Juya Kenya and the reason why the black diaspora needs to invest in Kenya, one of the things that she likes saying is there's not a lot of stuff. That means that there's a lot of investment opportunities.
Yes.
First responders. Like, it's so, in a country where road accidents are
rampant,
kunafaa kuona a certain, there has to be a certain distance where there's an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Najua. So kunafaa kuwa kuna ambulance tu zile kazi yazo ni hiyo fast respond. Let's try and see if we can treat some people on site and the few people that we can do this and the few people. And this thing is not rocket science. All it needs to is, unaona gabile every county, if you come in, they buy this, all these brand new cars, Prados and what and what.
Which are just necessary.
For the,
they don't need
for the employees.
Yes.
Yes. Which are unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Try to imagine, wangekona do hivyo, every time wakifanya hivyo, they buy an ambulance, a fully equipped one. How many ambulances would be there? Because inamaanisha every county would have those rapid response. Na cheki. Ile, within Nairobi, of course, jua sawa boda. Because mostly, wasoumia sana Nairobi ni wasoa boda's number one. Mm-hmm. Sindio?
Yeah.
So we'd have that. Alafu, the more tunaenda, tukingia kwa hizi highways. Because highways zetu zinakuwa gani, you're flirting with death.
Yeah.
That's how dangerous they are.
Of course.
So since our highways are that dangerous, there needs to be a certain level of, from this level, kuna hii. Because, like, even the president, even the first daughter, nicheki kuna time walikuwa wasema wamepost na drive ni Bentley ama something like that, some very expensive car. If, God forbid, she's involved in an accident, because accidents happen. That's why they're called accidents. Mm. How? She can't be. She won't get any special treatment.
No.
She'll still deal with the incompetent system.
Of the and system the incompetent they, system. Which is existing.
Mm. Yes, does not care how much money you have.
Yeah.
If they
even by the time you have flown out of that place, you'll be dead.
Yes. Because the first thing it'll happen, first responders atakuani, watu wa boda. And watu wa boda somehow, I am not just wasa wa boda. Kenyans in general believe when an accident happens, the first thing they should do is remove you from the car.
Mm.
They pull you out from the car.
Had,
that's what
we heard,
so believe.
Was it Sikolia?
Mm.
Is Enoch Sikolia. Enoch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most to shoot a lot of hours. Alikuwa anasema, I think he also practices his first aid. And alikuwa anasema there are some instances, like if they pull you out, now could you, of course, vile unasema mofi, you cannot blame them because the first ni nini kukutoa. But there's a yona za kutoa mpaka you sustain more injuries.
Yes, wakufunja spinal cord.
You might wakufunja spinal cord. Wanaweza toa maybe kitu. And then ikuwe ni excessive bleeding, you die on your way to hospital ama apo. So I think the solution would be equipping every ward with an ambulance and an emergency response team.
And those are jobs.
Every
and do you know we have enough money? We have
every
enough
word.
Money
to invest in those things.
We have enough money.
Yes.
The only thing sufanyagani we invest in
wrong things.
The wrong things. Najua. Everyone wants that brand new Prado, which comes for like 24 million.
Yes.
And we the need, next unakuwa impeached.
We need affordable housing.
Take unakuwa impeached.
Can you imagine? You need affordable housing. When you need emergency kits which are going to help you.
Yes, unakuwa impeached. And what happens? Your deputy is using that brand new shit.
Imagine.
So it's I don't know what happens with this system, but is it highways there too? And then these accidents just keep happening and nothing changes. But now if we were to go back to Antonella, because remember she's the one yeye waga kwa front line ya kupusha.
Sure.
So, after doing that, tell me if this makes sense. So, Badwaka, this is now allegedly this. She's the one who wrote this. I looked for it kwa page yake sikuiona. But ilikuwa ni, warm greetings from Antonella Kakuko, a.k.a. Nella. On 26th of December 2025, I was involved in a serious accident on Karen Road and sustained injuries to my right hand, which suffered 4 fractures, as well as head injuries. I was rushed to the Karen Hospital, where I underwent emergency surgery. I'm currently recovering under close medical care at home. My right hand is fully immobilized with a drainage in place, and I've been reporting to the hospital daily for physiotherapy and wound dressing, a process that will continue for at least 6 weeks after my upcoming surgeries. By God's grace, my condition is stable. However, I'm scheduled for 2 additional surgeries on 7th of January 2026, alongside ongoing specialized care, which has become financially demanding. Mm-hmm. I humbly appeal for financial support to meet the cost of the surgeries and daily medical care. Any support, no matter how small, will be deeply appreciated. Then akaeka namba yake. Thank you for the prayers. Of course, it's good for wasekum support. But ukiona kitu kama hii, and considering that she's a very big
poster
supporter,
wa sha.
I feel like this is not even about her. This should be about the government stepping in and making
lazima
sure
work.
Sha imawak for yeye. Even if it doesn't work for the rest of us, does that make sense? Yeah. That this, she can end up being a PR nightmare.
Yeah.
Because if she's pushing it, and it's not working for her, how is it going to work for the rest of us?
Yeah.
So that's very unfortunate, by the way, and that's what's happening to her.
Mm.
However, how I look at it is we have so many job opportunities through even these accidents. Our own problems can easily turn to be our own job creator and all that. Because there's something else that you may fail to mention. When these accidents happen, that's a job someone is going to be created. In safety and safety management and security control,
yes,
like more especially in the US, when you look at it like from a very different perspective, the way it works, the first responders just comes with the towing services and all that. Because right now, a car gets involved in an accident and is left at the scene of an accident.
Mm.
The onlookers stop, create traffic, impede traffic, and then they end up being in an accident.
Mm.
You find a car is in an accident and stays in the same location for over, like almost a whole day.
Mm.
Like no one is coming to fix your car or nothing, no one is towing the vehicle. Because the moment an accident happens, you should be removed from the scene of accident, so you'll be put aside to clear way for the rest of the onlookers or passbyers or road users will give them what in your kopal. But apparently, you see what? When an accident happens, people just come to swamp there.
Yeah.
And the people who are driving from wherever place, they just come and just cause more accidents into whatever that is already existing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because Vilo Mesema, you may remind, on, when was it? By the time I shoot this is Wednesday, Wednesdays. So on Wednesday morning, like come at 2 a.m., and ilijipata nikiwa Mombasa Road. And hiya nachiki, hii roundabout ya Kenyatta, nini? Ni Nyayo Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Kuliko na BMW hapo juja.
Mm.
So I think mtu alikanyaga mafuta, akajipata juu. Alafu the same thing that I told you. What were people doing? Pulling out the person.
Like that's the first.
Yes, that's the first nini. Because nachiki saizi wile tumemesi up na the collapsed building. Mm. So there's a whole road that we can't access.
It's just closed.
So saizi, any place unaenda lazima uende Mombasa Road, alafu uende. Kuna nini ilikuwa hapo juu. But now the funny thing was, I remember nikipita nikisema zile za, okay, so gari iko hapa juu. What has happened? The first thing that came to mind is kuna boy fulani anaitwa Turbo Diesel said this thing that a lot of people in German machines crash because wanakanyaga mafuta. Because pale niko sure, huo mtu alikanyaga mafuta because ni maybe saa nane peke yake.
Mbona zona tuwekelea sisi zote? Sisi zote tunakanyaga.
Sikiza. Alikanyaga mafuta juu, alafu akashtukia, oh shit, kuna roundabout.
Oh, German machines occupants, kama wewe. Tukwazie. You are newer.
Zizi. Nasema tu, Wakenya nakuwa very interesting people. Because they are like, why? You're not a race driver. You understand, like, there's a certain level of... But sasa vile, going back to this dude. So, hii dude iko pale juu.
Yeah.
Na cheki inatolewa kwa gari. Of course, siwezi kaa hapo because it's going to cause traffic. So, you go. You show up one and a half hours later. There's no even evidence anything had happened. Because what we're towing, they're always there. They've seen a business opportunity.
Yeah, it's a business opportunity.
So, they're always... Aungoja kwa hizo maroundabouts.
On those.
Unakuanga tu pale uko like nini nakufa iko like gari tupeleke wapi kuna kufa utaje nipeleke ni hosi.
But you see, that's this job and we have to appreciate the fact that
yes I'm needing
that opportunity,
but
we should have more, because unapataka truck imespoil kwa barabara, you know, and then it may stop kwa highway, unaelewa, and then people are just driving around it and there's no police even to come and man the scene or something, because when that thing happens like that, that's a recipe for deaths. Which are oncoming deaths. Because what you want to drive reckless.
Yes.
Well, on your first aid, it's not even a very complex a course or something. It's not, say, tunaenda kufanya, because they make sure they they make sure wanakufikisha kwa a facility in a sustained condition, awaiting further test ama nini nini. They make sure you arrive safely and alive.
So not,
so yeah. Michuo na si kulikuwa kana hizi club za St. John, I don't know kama ilikuwa gani.
Yes, tulikuwa nazo.
Yes. And these were people wenye walikuwa me you know wamejidevote wakasema niaje, this is I like doing this cause si kila mtu anaweza withstand. Like me msia kifaint hapa napiga nduru. I don't know but unapata ni hao ni these kids cause hata kutoka high school these are kids wenye walikuwa wamejidevote wakasema this is my calling. Kuzi ilikuwa calling. Ungepata tura yako kwa club. Haungekuwa kwa club taki. Drama ilikuwa na watu wao. Music ilikuwa na watu wao. Futa ilikuwa na watu wao. Like sasa St. John ilikuwa gani. Nikuwa naona hizo raya. Kwa game wameva black and white. Kana nakumbuka. Boy fulani ilikuwa naituwa Calvin. Waziwa. Kwa napenda St. John. Yani Friday. Azi ungemuona tu na hizo. Because sasa ilikuwa na vali. Especially. Mzao. Yeah. Meva hizo nini like badge hizo badges na ona.
Yes.
Ili muona chan.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah, okay, like, okay.
That's good. That sounds good.
So, vile Kelis, going back to Kelis, there's still much that needs to be done.
Yes.
So, this is something in
job opportunities, it man.
Because it looks like from the American eye.
Induct yes, them.
How it is.
Induct them. As in, wakitoka hapa, just make sure you give them kama umekuwa active nini, maybe St. John inaweza kurecommend to hospitals, you get certification. And now, ile kitu imbaki for governments ni just to equip.
Alafu, javilo umesema hivo, it goes back to elect moja musamaga.
Yeah.
That Sakaja has such an iconic, yani such a whatever moment, ama opportunity, that I don't think you ujuaga. Yes, such a rare opportunity. Like, you have presidential ambitions. The governorship is the best audition
avenue
for.
The auditioning. Yeah, exactly.
Wacha tuangalia vile tumebonga emergency response. We have 17 wards in Nairobi, sindio?
Yeah.
How many? 85 wards. 85 wards, yes? We have 85 wards. We have 17 constituencies. Maybe equipping all 85 wards is impossible.
Look, let's equip
the 17 constituencies, sindio?
Yes.
Now we have 17 ambulances, we have 17 what. Let's start with that. Alafu vile tumebonga jo emergency response. The first thing that inafaa ku happen, mtu afai kutolewa kwa gari. Unachikio kitu, niko naisema nikicheka, but it's actually not funny. Wom save lali fly, akajipata pale kwa flyover. The first thing is the car on fire? No. So we don't need to move him. Emergency response wakuje, au ndio nafaa kumove. So the fact that nawambia like after 1.5 hours, you'd not have known anything happened there, is actually also not a good thing. Because inafaa kuwa very gradual. Hii accident may happen. Wacha wasewa emergency wakuje, wamtoe, pole pole. But vile nakwambia, msali wanapuliwa. And you know how Kenyans do. You're there like, kwa nini wamtoa kwa gari? Ndio mpeleke kwa baridi, baridi itamsaidia na nini? Gari haiko on fire. If the car is on fire, I understand. Najua, because this is guaranteed death.
Yes.
If there is no way to put out the fire. But tunafaa. So these are the things we're supposed to look at. Then tukiangalia, gari kama ya, nani anaitwa nani? Ubuda. The same thing, Jirongo.
Jirongo.
Ukiona that footage, you can see wasona pull mlango hivi. Ukiona ga, hizo countries ingine, the first thing, he's not been declared dead. Sindio? So tunafaa kumuacha pale. Alafu, pale wasu kujua na kata. Kishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishikishik wana move gari, wana kumove vizuri kabisa. So in case we may survive. So all these are opportunities, but these people, and this is the reason why PMU have a problem with Kenyatta. We ni babi, unapenda magari, and you still leave a country as incompetent as the rest of us.
As the rest of us, yeah.
Who don't, unajua,
like you've tested any soft life in a country where systems work.
Yes.
And there's a way uku ni kwako, there's a way unatakaga. Unajua sasa watu wengi na mababi ni they put boundaries na nini because wanataka I want my bread buttered this way. And you're now in charge. You should show us. We should how the bread is buttered. We should enjoy like zile vitu because yeye alienda majuzi juu akiwa mtoi ni you don't even
Babaka know alikuwa president Mary's,
akiwa akaenda maybe UK kurudi saa UK yako
yeah you go in charge
unajua sasa ndio bado tunasema aje kuna kitu Andrew Kibe alisema and I think I just resonate with it so in very many ways unajua Andrew Kibe alisema Kenya sisi tunaongozwa na
because
unajua hatuwezi kublame sasa tuseme kama Ruto. Ruto amegrowia asubuhi. Unaelewa? So exposure yake na nini na the rest of the world ameiona tukiona sisi pia tukishaiona. Unaelewa? Ni ujanja wake tawa hapa na kuvurugana na kukaa kana watu nyuma ya watu na nini? Silisema unakaa nyuma ya jirongo pole pole alafu
unajipanga
sio? Alijipanga akajipata mahali. So agenda yake ikuwa hakuja kukusaidia because hajaona kitu yote pia eh. Another question comes, if today you give kama Ruto is a billionaire, ask yourself where does he spend his money? You know, like questions like those. Lakini baadhi kama Uhuru anaspend pesa yake wapi? Is this the same place where Ruto spends?
So kitu fani ni nowadays, because I think African leaders always have this perception in their head that they need to wear expensive stuff.
But that's the only way mtu anaweza spend yodo. Ajui mali pingine anaweza spend yodo.
Yes. So WSR anavanga SR, Stefano Ricci. Yeah. That's all he wears. And I guess ni pia ni WSR wears Stefano Ricci. Najua.
William wears.
Yeah. So
so ndio nakuuliza expenditure yake. Hata ukiangalia mwafu nikuulize. Just look at Ruto, look at Oscar Sudi, look at Murkomen, look at this bunch of people.
Such a tribal list.
No, I'm only just saying it. It's the people that
throw
are there.
Throw in some Mudavadi there and what are it, kidog? Throw in bad.
Just nikuulize.
Throw in Opio and die. Patia Mudavadi
sasa kama kwa 1 billion. Sidiyo? Ananda kuispend wapi. Kama koti yenyewe kuvalia na valia koti, nataka kumuangusha. Kana kama masikio ya ndovu. I mean, like even that decency, like where do you spend the money? Like what it is? Like just make me understand. Kibe was very accurate in that statement. Kusema, see, tunaongozwa na
bakini sasa pia tutasema although sasa Jika Johnson Sakaja is a villager, cuz kuna koga na ile picha yake ya Johnson Koech hiyo kaka villager flag. But I think hizi vitu pia inakuwa gani being a visionary and admiring other countries.
Exactly.
One of the things I saw a video of an Australian, and that was Australian was in Shenzhen, and alifanya anataka kuvisit Shenzhen cuz alikuwa anasema ametoka Australia, anasema China is leapfrogging us. China, watu wanasema China is living in 2100 while the rest of the world is yuko kuko nyuma. Not just China, of course pia Asia in general. Naweza sema Japan is actually the one that's being left behind. But China, South Korea, they're doing ridiculous shit. They're in a whole other whatever. And you look at that and now you're like, sawa. The best thing about Africa is you're dealing with a canvas and you can paint this canvas the best way that you know how.
Yeah.
If I'm Sakaja, the last thing that I'm thinking about is mobile studios. Kama wewe ni msanii and you can't figure it out for yourself in the age of the internet, maybe it just wasn't meant to be. Najua, you don't need Sakaja's help. But you know who needs Sakaja's help? That kid in the neighborhood who can't get a job but can be a very good garbage collector. Garbage collection jobs, those are pensionable jobs.
Cleaning roads.
It's a pensionable job.
That's a pensionable job, you see. And we treat this, we leave this for cartels.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work? This should be a county function. So the county should be collecting garbage. Create jobs. Sindio? We are creating jobs. What want to collect? The county should be having either emergency response. Those are jobs. And is emergency response in a come to even fire fighting?
Yes.
What happened on Tuesday? There was a fire in Luthuli
Avenue.
Luthuli Avenue, yes. Unajua vile mimi and my feelings about Luthuli. Go, TV zinachomeka. So try and imagine if this fire spread and killed the whole of Luthuli. How many jobs would be lost? There was no fire response. Waso walikuwa pale nje. Wako,
Luthuli yenyewe hata kuna ka fire hydrants anywhere kwa hizo places zote.
Yes, because town could go na hizo fire hydrants. But now because of
zile the British in 1963.
Yeah, but sasa hata hizo manyumba zinajengwa hapa hii Kilimani, Kileleshwa, kwote na nini na nini. What are the first things, basic things that you need to do? Even site construction for things, fire hydrants. It's very important, man, you know. Like kama mfano kama hizi countries zenye watu wanapendaka kurukaruka kwa ndogo kama America na nini. In the US for instance, construction of structures, residential areas, there are key things. Zenye hata uwezi construct nyumba kabla uja amja accomplish. Number 1, the road network accessibility system. It should be epic. Like, yani it should access all areas. Like hakuna venye unaweza kama place kama hii imefungwa sasa, for instance, na kama hapa Kilimani watu wanajenga manyumba, but you don't know the road next ni shimo. But the US is different. What they do is they first of all make sure the road is accessible.
Yes.
The GPS is accessible. Unaelewa?
And enjoy
all the electricals, everything before hata mwanze kujenga. Kila kitu wanafanya nini? Wanawekea the city government or the county government, whatever, ama kama ni the state government, in a make sure in a provide those facilities are very important. But this is what we do. Jenga kwanza, vitu zingine zitafuata. Mwanza kubomoa makuta, mwanza kuweka vitu zingine na nini. Just explain to me how you close Kindaruma, which is supposed to be accessible for other people who are living there, just because another person is building another tall building huko. Hawakumpanga venye anafaa kujenga hiyo building yake, because it's just someone just woke up somewhere, he signed up something with someone else to give him something small, akaanza kurusha ghorofa ya 15 floors. But huku chini uchafu mwafu, kuna places where you access Kilimani na nini na nini, you know. I have an apartment kule, it's a bad idea, you know. I've told you that. Like, man, kama sahi I can't access it, kama mimi mtu wa Airbnb nini yangu, like no one is going to rent there. Anaangalia hivi ni shimo, anakuambia nitaenda aje hapo. I mean, like, even the people who are doing these small businesses, you already even making it so difficult. The saturation of the business itself is becoming worse. But the governor has the
yani shida tuko nayo ni shida tuko nayo ni, and I think even their heads should be checked if they are okay.
Yeah, if I knew a sequeval,
if they've never stepped foot out of Africa, ninge understand where we in this shitole. But ani watu wenye you see how them
kama juu
unaona hata participate in challenge New York Times Square.
Yeah, unakumbuka ile ukiwa na Gladys Wanga na kuruka kwa elimu ya nduele sipite.
Yes. Like wako hapo, they see these things.
Alafu, so they send their kids to those countries.
Yes,
and they come back in those countries. They come back with the same their mentality.
Their kids are enough benchmark.
Yes.
Because they communicate daily. Son, what are you doing? No, we're stuck in traffic because barabara inaosho.
Yeah. Inashangaa mbona tunaona barabara brown hapa na nilami. Hiyo kitu mimi unishangaza sana.
Even yani ikiwa na mafanso iko nini when they're driving to work, like hold on nini ama mna comment tunasema barabara inaoshwa
ama wanafagia.
Tume have to tumesimamisha kidogo. And that's in the moon. That's something that happens daily. Hawa kienda huko because niko sure wengi wao walikuwa wameenda, we've seen Karanyamo, maybe last time alikuwa Denmark ama sijui wapi, is good for her, but show us as in mimi nikienda course narudi na maembe na coconut.
Let me tell you the problem tuko nayo.
Hey guys, enjoy this.
This
is good for you.
The root solution to the problem that we have,
yeah,
the day that we will consider safety to be a profession and a serious thing, you know, you're like those countries, man, safety is paramount. It's final.
Yes.
But utafungiwa facility yako kama safety, small things using a cosa, the whole facility nafungwa. Like safety, you don't play with it.
Ulicheki hii accident, nataka saa tutoke kwa hii story, but tukimalizia, ulicheki hii accident, ilili happen on Tuesday, I think it's Londiani, where there was a tractor, a trailer, that had stalled in the middle of the road. The story we'd heard of Anthony Joshua, because Anthony Joshua, it was not in the middle of the road. It's the driver who was overspeeding. Although the driver himself alienda paka jitetea, akasema kuwa na overspeed. Alikuwa na speed, yes, but mtu alikuja kwa lane yake. So akihepa huo msendi, aka end up nyuma hiyo. Because you, nini, ya Anthony Joshua, it was outside the road. It was not. Ingine, kulikuwa na a trailer in the middle of the road. U driver alikamkame ingia, 8 people ended up dying. And wasepia wanasema, they feel like the driver could have saved them if he was concentrating. But apparently this dude was on his phone. Overspeeding while on his phone. Iko TikTok jo. Na chapa ma TikTok challenge ki chiu mirai ki drive. Acheki. But that's the sort of country that we have. So these accidents keep happening and we keep blaming everyone. And we don't come up with a solution. Because I always say, as long as wachikivile, place car states mtu waga charged with vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter. Saizi kuna ule mtu wa soinda shitanda. Mwe kwa nikitrai kutafuta story yake si party. Ile inmate search, whatever. Sija kwa nikimget. But that girl, remember she got drunk, started driving on the wrong side of the road, ended up killing 2 American soldiers. Indio? So, anakuwa charged with vehicular homicide. And unapata I think alikuwa amekaa states for a very short time, so I think her brain was still aware. Keep Kenyan.
Mm-hmm.
keep left. Mm-hmm. Nacheki, so aliingia left oncoming traffic, but you see she's being charged. Kenya, when a trailer comes to your lane and you're involved in an accident, una dedigi umso a trailer kuagi charged. The only reason size it tunafikiria juu ya ku charge Cyrus Gedeji is cause nani ndiye alikufa, Cyrus Jirongo.
Mm.
And even as Cyrus, I'm there like, fuck you, in this country no one is charged for this, it's an accident, it's inakuwaga tagged as an accident and we move on. So why is my case different? Nacheki. Because Tyra says in a second, ulicheki vile DCI waliacha that space of we might charge him with reckless driving. But when you think about it, he was not reckless driving. Yes, he was speeding, but on his lane, it's Jirongo who came to his lane. Nacheki.
Jirongo so was reckless.
Yeah. So then anafaa kuchaji for overspeeding?
Yes, not, but not your reckless driving. Yes, because yeah. Alikuwa on overspeed. Ekonene, so the festive season is here. Na Lemfi wako na a very great offer kwako. Abaki umesign up ukitumia the promo code Ekonene. And on your first transaction ya $50, ukisend home, unabaki umepata a $20 sign-up reward. Najua, $20 sign-up reward on your first transaction of $50 only. Why? Because it's the festive season. Baki umechangamka, tumia promo code Ekonene, ingia Lemfi, why? Upate the most competitive exchange rates, alafu pia inakuwaga ni chap-chap, like transactions ziko instant. Changamka raka-raka, Lemfi, international payments for everyone, Ekonene. But tukitoka hapo, wacha tubonge juu ya states kidogo. So states, of course, kuna kuwaga na nyinyi, as Africans, alafu kuna wale mnaitangama, Akata.
Makata, yeah, yes. Black people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And kuna hii interview moja nilicheki ya George Ike Watson. Ike Watson alikuwa kwa podcast, yani Coffee Pump podcast. Yes?
Na Sajid. Yeah.
And it very interesting because I don't know if I agree with this. And I always say that I have a certain bias because American hip-hop, which is black music, played a very big role in my life and the way I view stuff. So, but I'm not lived nasi. So, but what you have to say?
We've talked a lot about the positives you've experienced in America. Were there any negatives that you went through when you initially got there?
Yes. Yeah. When I was in employment.
Can you talk more about that?
Having to deal with niggers. Because I couldn't understand why are they blacks. They should have a separate category of humans. Remember, I'm a village guy. I'm coming straight from the village. I spent 5 years in Nakuru, in a very controlled environment, working almost 6 days a week. And I spent another 4 years in Nairobi, working 7 days a week. I was never exposed to anything else. I only knew what I knew. And I looked at black people as black people. And then I go there and I'm like, and I'm going to say it straight up. These are not humans.
So, what I want to figure out. What do you feel so far?
Like, IQ is white.
Okay, wanna feel like you're white.
Yes, he wants to be white. He's a white American.
Damn, okay.
Yes. That's the most...
Niggas!
Let me tell you, that's the most accurate statement here in Amesema. You're claiming to be... I'm going to say, IQ, where does he stay? Texas.
IQ, you go Texas. You go what? Texas, yes.
Austin, Texas.
Yes, Austin, yes.
George lives in Texas. His IQ, you go Nakuru Village.
Eh? And depending when he went there, you see, there are people who go to America and they don't get exposed to themselves, the black community. You might misconstrue the way they are because you don't have the details on how they get there. You can say things from the American eye, from the white American eye, like what IQ is saying. But this deep, if you go deep, like what has happened with these black people and all that, this is Mtukama IQ. He has never gone to Alabama. He's never gone to Louisiana. He's never gone to Georgia. I would say this clearly because he would not say the same things that he's saying. What people went through. If you go to Alabama, people were lynched. People went through a lot of atrocities. And those atrocities are still living. It's not too long ago. It's just like about like 70, 80, like 100 years ago. That's not too long ago.
Civil rights ilikuwa 1965.
Yes.
I think up until 68. So it's less than 60 years ago.
Less than 60 years ago. Mm. That's like AGR Ruto, isn't it?
Yes.
Like people are still living those atrocities. People are Zaliwa na nini. And those things are still living there. You know, you can just say those things from the white American eye and the white, deep white American eye. Because not all white people look at it the same way. There are people still going through the same things.
Mm.
You go to Selma, Alabama, you'll see the way people are lynched. You see how the houses, the those things, everything else is still there, left those like that, the tombstones and all that. When you get a minute, whatever, with your editor, just to zoom in what happened in Selma, Alabama, you see all those tombstones with the people are written, names out there, people are died. Mm. I can share some photos with you, by the way, because I have them.
Okay.
You never look at those people differently. And the same moment is, when you engage with these people, you see how they went through with their life. Mm. There are people who are sober, and there are people who are using the advantage of the same way. The same way that like we have Gen Zs over here who have no clue whatsoever what we've gone through with other this generation. You understand? So there is that part. So I think when Ike Watson is saying, he's only saying from a very selective point of view.
Okay.
Yeah. There are people who have made it. There are people who want to make what other people have made. Jay-Z made it, P. Diddy made it, and these other people made it in terms of music. Mm. Most black young women, young men and women, they want to fill that gap because they knew that's the only level of success that they could not compete with the white person.
Mm.
You see, they get into sports. And when they get into sports because they are so talented and they never got an opportunity for them to go to school properly, they came up with another system whereby, like, you must have the GPA grades and all that. So now, another thing that thing again now put other people out. Mm. You understand? Because there are people who are talented, but yes, they're not good in classwork.
Mm.
You see?
So instead of always join NBA, always join
NFL. Yeah, always join NBA, always join Nini. And at the same time, always join ukona crime, ukona Nini. There are so many things which are stopping you.
Mm.
And again, as a black person, I mean, you know, this is one thing maybe I've come to accept. As a black person, a white person doesn't look at you the same way. I work with them. But there's no day I'll assume. They are very decent people, the way they look at things.
Mm.
Okay? But the black person, and you are more especially as an African, you should shut your hair up, man.
Like, okay, what you doing? It got interesting, because it got interesting. It got very interesting, ukumbele. Like, horrifying. I just look like, damn. And IQ, John, I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to ask you to come to a podcast. I'm going to ghost. I'm going to have a blue tick. IQ,
John. I'm going to have a letter to get to
you. IQ, John. Yeah. It's quite interesting.
Bring your, bring your vibe. I mean, let young what I know, what he knows.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to save this nigga.
Yeah. What are you doing?
They belong to a totally different category that has morphed into something that is no longer traditional human, and it's them now telling us. There was a woman on video on X today saying that in the future she would not want her son to marry a black woman because she took her child to a park. The child was sitting in the back seat. I took my son to a water park, and the way the black women were acting there, like animals. She is black. She qualifies to say it.
To get up and before to end the layer, this one on things in the same. And this is as an African looking in. Kuna vitu zingine ile mucheki giki hapa in black America, and I don't agree with it. Nacheki. Sikwage ni me agree with the fact that I will believe any form of disrespect has to be solved through violence. I've never understood that. I've never understood you're walking around through life being super angry. So I understand that. I've also understand, like, ukienda kwa hizi parks, unazona wakidu some really bullshit. Like, you're dumb shit.
That's accurate.
So, yes.
What he's saying is very accurate.
Yes,
it can get
so
worse.
So kuna zile vitu na understand. Yeah. But the minute wewe as a black person umeanza kusema that these people should not even be categorized as humans.
Humans. Exactly.
That's a problem right there.
That's when I start looking at you. I'm there like, is this because you have maybe 15 white friends and you think that they especially in a red state like Texas, they're tolerating you.
You can't say anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it is more of what I would say. You know, limitation of history and knowing, having the knowledge around what happened to slave trade and whatever slavery in the United States, lack of that information, what happened, and you're only looking at things from just the flaccid side of it, like a very shallow way of looking at things without even getting into it. You know, these kids or these black people, do you know they don't even train to learn the system, how it is, what exactly happened?
Mm-hmm.
The school system doesn't even train them that way. A black person, most especially Americans, they don't even know where Africa is. I mean, you know that for a fact. You've seen this in the videos, very simple challenges and all that.
Yes.
But as I mean, I don't know why IQ would say that. He has his own reasons. You know, he could be having like a way that he lives. That's a very simplistic of looking at things like that, because we have people have suffered. Yes. You find a family whereby like the whole family, every black man in that family is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the system just created that way. The prison is made for black people.
Mm-hmm.
The incarceration and all that. I don't know why you look at it as a black person driving in America and all that. A police officer pulls you over. He hears an accent. He doesn't have trouble with you.
Yes.
But the moment he hears a black man and all that, is immediately in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget about that.
Profiling.
The black, yes, profiling. Mm. The black people are trained to know, like, every day that you see a white man, the first thing that you need to do, put your hands on the wheel.
Yes, dashboard.
Where? On the dashboard.
Make
where
sure they can see make your hands they can all see the your time.
Hands on the track. Like, do you know what is that? You know, you've... IQ Watson has looked at this thing from a very simplistic point of view.
Mm.
Yeah, and again, maybe he has only looked at it from the things which bore him.
So I love what you appear. I think Pierre Chris Rock, Ali Duigile joke, yeah, there is black people and there is niggas.
Yeah.
You have to understand that I always don't like... when we take a whole group of people and we put them in one box.
Category, in one box.
Because people are very different. Nacheki. And people are individuals. And is there a lot of people, black people in jail? Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
But the true stats is there are more white people in jail than black people. It's just that percentage-wise,
yeah, the percentage
it's a
bigger
wise, percentage of black people in, are in jail than each other.
Yeah.
But crimes zinakuwa committed the same.
The same.
Alafu, the same crime, for a black person might mean a sentence, for a white person might mean parole. Nacheki.
Mm.
So kuna hiyo element here,
yes,
white privilege. But another thing pia nitaka tubongeje yake ni one thing I admire as us as Africans is we know how to behave kama wageni. And I think sometimes we mistake yoku behave kama wageni to not being victims. Wacha tuendele.
You are 12.
She said, in the future, I would never want my son to associate with my kind. These are no longer humans. They have morphed into something that is no longer human. We should give them a separate category. Right?
Yeah.
So when I was exposed to those people, I was like, wait a minute. What is happening here? What is this shallowness? What is this pettiness? What is this victimhood? Why is it it's always somebody else's mistake? Why is it that there's nothing you can do to make yourself better in the greatest country in planet Earth as the most privileged black human ever known to humanity?
And you know, I'm going to try to put across, and I'd want you to... What's your opinion on that? What's your opinion on black Americans being victims? What's your opinion on that?
You know, you are using a wrong term.
Victimhood. Being, that's what me put.
Yeah, they put are victims. Quotes. They are victims of circumstances or whatever that has happened.
Mm.
And as I've said a while ago, there are people who are already dwelling in that crime thing and taking advantage of the system and making out of it because they're already victims. They want to take out of it. America is a great country.
Yes.
You can make out of it if you so want, if you so wish. With the zip codes and everywhere else that you are and you just create a low profile and whatever, you can make it through. Go to school, proper, nini, and all that. Get through employment, get into business. Black people are making it in the U.S.
Yes.
So I think if you're going to get like 1%, 2% who's representing the rest of the community, think about like, ukuja hapo, usema aje mimi mkisi, I'm being represented by Mbarambamba. Mbarambamba is just doing his own things. I don't even know what he thinks, for instance. But now, if you're going to put it in the same box in Mbarambamba with Osoro, with who and who and who, people are different categories. We have polished people from different communities. Okay? The same way that you attempt to make jokes about me, like, hey, you are Kisi Muneshi, Minnesota. I don't live in Minnesota. I was Minneapolis or whatever.
Yes.
I don't live there. Not because I'm not a Kisi. I'm a Kisi. But I think differently. The way I do my things is differently. I found myself in a different state and all that. Lakini, trying to dehumanize black community just because of whatever that has happened with the atrocities and all that. Do you know how it feels when someone is pulled away? Who is your parents in your broad daylight? Your kids watching a white person, your mother or your wife and your children at the same time, the same man. And that atrocity will live with you forever. How do you even come out of it? And then again, they never went through the therapeutic system for them to even get over it. Okay? There are people who are being affected and they have that thing inside them for the rest of their life. Because the atrocity that took place, if you read the history, starting from West Africa, going all the way. There are black people come to West Africa to see where their ancestors came from.
Mm.
You know that, right? Steve Harvey has come. Other celebrities have come. They've gone to places whereby they've seen things that happened and they relate the story they were being told. You can never say these people are new, man.
Because me, this is how I look at it. If I'm coming from Africa, so me, ntangalia life yangu hivi. I'm someone who came from, in quotes, a poor background, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So I know poverty at its highest level.
Mm-hmm.
I know
what
it means to go hungry. If I go to America, number one, I'm an African. Number two, I'm a visitor. What I've been taught since I was a child is that I should never complain. Nikifika place kama, if I'm a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that when I reach there, all I'm going to see is opportunities. Because remember, I'm coming from a very different background. I'm coming from abject poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no stake in this country. But for a black American, this is their home.
They don't know anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So all they're asking for is, as I'm in my home, I want you to treat me equally.
The same person as you.
What I wanted to say is, ahana aja kujituma.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, he grew up in Nakuru.
Mm.
Nakuru had to maybe help around. Unaonanga nini? Kwa yuloji zote.
Yeah.
At the early childhood.
Yeah.
And then he was a good boy. He helped around Suji, Kato, whatever.
Yeah.
Na see, if you didn't do that,
yeah,
it kunge kuwa na effects. It could have been helped.
Animosity.
He felt.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't milk the cow, hakuna maziwa asubuhi. If you didn't do that, so there were hobbies, but there were also survival tactics as well.
Yes.
Pale, the same person you're angry about does not know that. Na hajui.
Uko tunu kuhom kwao.
Yes. Ya likuwa najua kuna job. It's either, you know, when everything is at your disposal, you are reluctant. So, kama if, sisi tuko like, damn, umetoka place yenye, ni Tama King, na brown envelope, and my uncle who promised me akaingia mstuni. So when you go there, utajituma. Mm-hmm. Because you owe, kuna pia watu wengine wenye, you didn't go there alone. Kuna watu wenye wako home. If kama, that's your nature, ku help out.
Mm-hmm.
So ukienda pale, une msia najua, ako na social security na nini. Wewe kwanza ukienge huku unaenda probation for some time.
Yeah.
You can be kicked out at any moment. So ni kuenda pale, conform, work na nini. You know, wale relatives wako pale, friends wako pale, ako na everything that you need to work for. Yeah, ako nayo, but the fact that yako. So of course, ukimwangalia utaona, umse ni fala.
Yeah, but
it does not share your story.
Yeah. Let me give you three analogies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look here, for instance. Africa, upper East Africa, Kenya, Nairobi is one of the high-end countries.
Yes.
We have people from Burundi, Rwanda, and all that, who wanna jituma, who cuts our hair, who sell coffee. You can't sell coffee.
Mm. Yes.
You know, because it's not your thing. And it was a coffee in a village because but kuna watu wanasema, wanachukua job
zao. Living the Kenyan dream.
You understand?
And Nairobi dream. Let me
They live in the Nairobi dream.
Yeah. Yes.
But since when you talk about it, it's our country and all that, we feel like it's not what we are supposed to do. We demand for more. We run to streets, port to streets. We demand for different things.
You have the Kenyan ID.
Yeah, the Kenyan ID.
It can open doors for me.
It can, yeah. Exactly. You see. Mm-hmm. Look at it. Let me just put it to Watson this way. Watson, he went to Texas, right? How many years? So many years ago. He's still indigenous. He's never changed even their accent. Okay? Even simple conformity, right? Why would even a white person be concerned about this person who is just completely out of threat?
Yes.
You know, I mean, like, look at it that way. No, you are not even a threat to this person.
Yeah.
The person who's asking for these rights is a person who demands them because they are his or her rights. This is where it comes from.
Mm. They don't know any other place.
They don't know another place. Let me give you another analogy. 2020, explain to me 2025 in school districts. How do you take kids, black kids, to a tour, to a cotton field as a white person, as a white teacher? What are you teaching them? And then kids come home, they say like, Mom, we went to a picnic to pick cotton in a cotton field. Explain to me. If you don't understand what how racism is, you're not able to identify how racism is and all that.
So, niwakwambia, hii video kama nafikiria, that's the worst he said. It gets worse. Wacha tuendelee. Like, I remember
how worse than that now.
And that's what, nataka kunini.
Mwava na tu gas.
It gets worse. Wacha tuendelee.
And you still see something wrong. So I struggled with that a lot and I couldn't get along with him.
And is it the culture around spending, the way they talk? What is it about them that you saw that was just completely different from your?
Because, as I'm saying, in a very raw way, they are not blacks. They are something other than. If they are human, they have morphed into something that is no longer traditional human. And I sympathize with the white people that they have to deal with.
Man, get the fuck on. What does that mean? I mean, you really now, what are you listening to? That's nonsense, man.
This is the worst he said. He said something so ignorant. He came to, because I think sometimes susahau and ikuna kitu wasi, kuna some of you unajuaga. I'm the biggest Kia supporter, Kenyans in America. I don't think Ikonini would exist without Kenyans in America.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the fact that mko kwa ground and I respect that. But sometimes mufiligi kuna watu waga just kuzoko kwa ground wana assume sisi wale tuko huko nje we know nothing. And for an African, a black person, to separate their struggle from the black person in America is to be very ignorant. And that's what he does up mbele. And that's why I need you to hear it. Because, and I forget, I felt like there's a point where IQ Watson forgets that without the civil rights movement,
yes,
he would not be in America.
He won't.
Mm.
But utasikia kile what he says. That's why nakwambia like relaxini. When okay. I'm seeing you people reacting,
I would say
I'm there like relax.
Okay, let me.
The
let
worst
me,
is yet
let
to come.
Let me respond to where Malik is right now.
That because that guy already has profiled all of us. Because
he sympathize with
white people.
How would you even how think did, about that? How old is that dude, by the way?
How did
you go in his 50s?
No, did the white people sympathize with us?
Ah, man.
Wanafikiria the black people wenye wako huko by choice. Because they are not the Native Americans.
Mm.
They found themselves, they were dragged there in chains. So, your time, if Nani was in Congo, where was this Kagai mwenye alikuwa anatengeza chocolate in Belgium?
Leopold.
Mm. If he was in an area where Leopold alikuwa na nini ana rule, his ancestors hawangekuwa na mikono. Mm. And that's how they dehumanized us. As in, hata ukienda pale, they used to even make us wakiona if kama nyinyi ni siblings na mko na good physique, kuna inbreeding or something.
So
I only watu wenye like sai now because of course they went through some education na nini wakaona wenyewe we have to share roads na wao, we have to share bathrooms na wao, we have to
what tuendelee ndo naambia like mnanibamba sana because mnafikiri it gets worse.
Like, why do you keep saying
it gets worse? Because everything mnasema, mnachiki mmetoka kujam saizi hata mkutaka kuimaliza. Why? Because it got worse than you'd had before. And it gets worse. If you think it's... Wacha tuendele.
Because they tried eugenics.
They tried what?
You remember those days. What do you think eugenics was?
Mnajua eugenics.
What is that?
Wacha nikuambia eugenics. For you to hear a black person talking about eugenics and being happy about it, it shows a certain level of eugenics, the study of how to arrange reproduction within a human population to increase the occurrence of heritable characteristics regarded as desirable. Unacheki. Alafu, ikakwani developed by Sir Francis Galton as a method of improving the human race. Eugenics was increasingly discredited as unscientific and racially biased during the 20th century, especially after the adoption of its doctrines by the Nazis in order to justify their treatment of Jews, disabled people, and other minority groups. So, yana ita eugenics, I think Americans, we pronounce as eugenics.
Oh.
It's not something to be proud of and to support as a black person. It's just one of those things that were horrifying. Because of eugenics, that's the reason why at even things like the Tuskegee experiments happened. When the Tuskegee experiments was na happen, the white man did not care that I.Q. Watson was coming from Africa. They'd have taken I.Q. Watson and given him syphilis. And after giving him syphilis, they'd study how it affects him. So what apatiwa syphilis, waone mpaka vile atakufa. Alafu mwingine apatiwe syphilis, waone what if wampatia hii drug, how does that react? Alafu uapatiwe syphilis, alafu ongezwe another strain of syphilis, alafu waone, these are humans. These are black people. And you as a black African, who's gone there? Because their fathers and their grandfathers did something that your fathers and grandfathers didn't do in Kenya. And that's fight for their rights. Paka ifike level where they are being treated as human. You go there and you disregard their struggle. You disregard everything about them. Because the only reason you're in America is because Jomo Kenyatta was an incompetent piece of shit. And Moi was an incompetent piece of shit. And all your presidents afterwards have been incompetent. That's the reason why you've gone to their country. It's the black American, that's their country. It's not your country. You're a fucking visitor. Shut the fuck up. Even if you see them doing that, they are home. Awezi enda kwa nyumba ya mtu, wanza kumwambia na misbehave kwake. That's their house. And for you to support eugenics, fuck, man, like,
and I don't think I want to talk about that. Like, it's this is no, this guy is sama, limited
even
to
the
history.
Way we just started, nilikuwa nasema nimsay I even pity akienda uchakwa because now his problem is not even race. His problem ni kuona, I think he himself as a person, he has a problem. And this might not occur to anaona tu watu weusi wenye maybe hawana chances kama zake. They are not human enough. Because unajua unaweza tell, he has an issue on specifically black people. They are Hispanics also. Uko, sindio? Hmm? There's Latinos na nini. Na behavior yao na wengine si ati ni different. Because wow, they are, of course, they kuna level of ignorance na nini na nini. So, if you, yeah, specifically ni black people, being alive in America.
At home, wow.
At home, wow. There are black people in would he say the same thing in UK?
What black people? I think he would. If he saw the knife crime in London, alafu on a few black people involved, because knife crime in London is both white and blacks. Mm. You'll always... And don't forget, when you're trying to please white people...
Kazi gani as well?
I don't know, man.
He's a businessman, and he's successful at it. So... And I think that sometimes that's what we do. When we become successful, we start looking down upon other people who are not successful.
But not
think,
not all of us, man.
No, I'm saying like sometimes it's a human flaw. Where sometimes when you become successful, you start feeling like other people are not working hard enough. That's when you come up with bullshit like we all have 24 hours. Nasikia hizo vitu zile wasu semaga. Where so you yes, you always hear me nikisema kitu kama like a lot of people forget that success has an element of luck. Unajua? But what are you, like, I need you people to listen.
I mean, when slavery failed, they tried eugenics.
Yeah.
But I know it's so much civil rights and so much rights for everybody, they can no longer control this low-level spoiled gene pool of humans from multiplying. So when eugenics failed, and let me know when I ran out of the space, when eugenics failed, they legalized abortion. To curtail their growth. Everything the white man has done in America is to keep this thing from morphing into anything that we see now other than human.
If anything that has morphed in here.
This thing.
You guys, he's this thing.
This thing.
He's talking about himself.
I'm a bonga jia eugenics. I'm a bonga jia civil rights. So according to him, civil rights has gone nafakua. And without civil rights, he'd not been in America. So watu ni bambaga sana. Without civil rights, the successful business he has, he'd not have. Without civil rights, most probably he lives in a white neighborhood. He'd not be living in that white neighborhood. When you look at all these things, and Yeah, so this was IQ. And IQ Watson sometimes, I don't know if he does this just to rile people up, because Kibe pia ufanyaga vitu ku rile people up. I don't know if he does that. I don't know if he actually believes in this, where you can look at your fellow black people and call them things.
Mm.
I understand. Mm. And so I don't know. If you had to ask me, did he do this just to get a reaction?
No. Yeah, really, I don't know. You already got me into my nerves. Because it goes to
extremes.
So
you could feel the pain. You can feel the pain, yeah. The disgust that he has. Talking to,
you know, the only thing which will happen people here is very simple. Muaf, bring that dude here. Let's sit here. Let him say his words. Let me say mine. Because both of us come from America. Different times, we went there, different times, different seasons. We do different things and all that.
What are you trying to get? IQ, because I could live is quite interesting, because we can interact live with other Kenyans in the diaspora.
We can have this conversation
and try and see where it goes. Because I think it's very sad to dismiss other people's struggles. Personally, I don't... Like, kuna vile nikuwa nasema, kuna saa zingine muangaliaga the black American male especially. And kuna vitu mufi like aneza fanya better. The same way muangaliaga the African male, nanona kuna vitu tuneza do better. Especially hygiene. Like, we won't say anything, but kuna taimine tumeenda pahali na Ian, and we had to use Febreze. Asante, when you introduce to Febreze, do you want to shake mkona kote? I don't know, watu wa Febreze wange kuwa Kenya wanafaa kunitumia cho. Febreze ilituokolea.
Febreze ya moga.
Febreze ilituokolea.
I'm already pissed off na hikithi ya watu.
Ilituokolea design ingine, but you see, that's the one thing. Like, when you hear, I've had a rapper say funky, like Africans in Africa. Nacheki. And this was not just a rapper. I was a member of De La Soul. Particularly, the way I love De La Soul. And I felt disrespected. Until I'm back here home, and I hug an, I feel a dude, and my nose is going wild. So we can't say that there's any level of human who's figured out something.
Mm-hmm.
We are all trying to get there.
It's a process.
Alafu, it's cultural. Alafu, kuna kitu moja ile Malcolm X alisema, that if you ukinidunga with a 9-inch knife kwa back yangu, if you remove 6 inches, that's not progress. Progress is umetoa the whole knife, alafu kachukua dawa ukaanza kuniwekea.
These
blacks, you have to understand, they have their defensive nature, cause their grandfathers and their grandparents, who sometimes shape your way of life, will busy be telling you about how bad the white man is. Why? Because they lived through that. Ule madhali peleka kwa chuo, alafu people were outside throwing stones. That first black woman were integration. I think she's still alive, senyo?
She's still
so
alive.
That's how civil rights really happen, juicy. For you to come up and just disregard a whole people, and generally, not just do that. And I do this respectfully. Napenda Sajid kabisa. Like, Sajid is my dude. To even do it in front of a non-black person.
A non-black person. Shows it how looks much, how less you feel about yourself.
Umechikata samu, ukona chiki Sajid face yake, ukona shindo, how should he react? Because he's seeing a black man.
And, I can't blame him, because you see, it's us who like putting ourselves out there. You pour your ignorance, and you're limited to knowledge of what is happening around the world. You think like just one singular way of looking at things is the best, is everyone else is looking at it that way. There are people, and I'll tell you more, I don't think that for the length of time this guy has stayed in the United States, I don't think he has traveled enough, or he has stayed enough with people of color for them to understand deeply. He's not going to Chicago, see what happens, why some part of the city is horrible and another part of the city is not. He has not gone to Birmingham, Alabama, which now has been taken over by the white people back again, because they moved out because the black community was growing, just to take away from their taxes, the mayor or whatever. We have different places in here and there. He's not going to they said like New York, like see all those kind of things that are happening. But maybe he has traveled, but he has not stayed with them to understand really, like, this is how these people feel, what they feel deep inside them, relate with them, you know. And the day he's already even made his conclusion that he wouldn't let his son to be involved with the black community. Like seriously, what are you talking about? Just a percentage should not represent the rest of the
Lakini mi nilisema, tukimalizia story, mi nilisema I'm biased, because I always say, without Black American, without Black hip-hop music, I'd not be the Mwafrika that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So these people from very far shaped the way I look at the world. And it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Shindago like, damn, here I take up. He criticized religion confidently. Why? Because I interacted with this form of music that taught me it's okay to be an individual. Nacheki. And so I'll see the bullshit, I'll see the word, but these people, and even when I look at Kenya and I feel sad of how to develop and how to what,
yeah.
It's because I've seen them. I've seen Black excellence. Nacheki. Nishasema, like one of the most beautiful experiences that I had in 2024 was being in Atlanta and seeing that amount of Black people.
And it's seeing completely that, Black.
Yes, seeing a lot of Black people and seeing a place that's really well run. So mm-hmm. when I come back, so this, according to IQ Watson, Atlanta does not exist.
Because remember, he's not these people traveled. Are things.
Mm. You know,
there are things already.
So it does not exist. Ian Skudangani, ATL itakubamba. Like, utakona like, damn, Anis.
Man, ukienda, like, cities in ATL.
Like, they are different. Yes.
Yeah, ukienda place
kama Roswell,
man. Like, oh, man.
Black, alafu nini, maybe tukimalizia. South Africa. South African blacks pia wanakuwa a little bit violent. Tunacheki. And this violence did not come from nowhere. It came from white people. Beating them up for no reason. Lynching them.
In their own country.
Whatever. So at some point, you become defensive. And don't forget, Ausemaga, a lot of stuff that tukonayo iko in our genes. You think that people just do stuff. I fear heights because one of my ancestors at some point saw someone falling. That's why I have an irrational fear of heights. Nacheki. I fear snakes because one of my ancestors at some point saw a snake do something to someone else and they survived. So the fear, it stays ingrained in you.
It is. Even me.
So, yo, violence, yeah. You are my blacks. You are nini. Like, aggressiveness. It's because that's the only way they were going to survive under slavery, under segregation, under what. So, your gene in a baki kwako. And with time, it's diluted. Nacheki. But it's there. This is 60 years of history.
It's not after even, it's just not 100 even
years, itakuwa less and less. And you've been seeing people coming out and being like, you know what, gangster rap is no longer cool anymore. So you can see people starting to walk away from Mio. And at some point, people will walk away. Like, everything will do a whole 360. The same way hip-hop started very conscious, and then it went to drugs and violence. At some point, it's going to go back to the conscious shit. Alafu kienda hapo, considering that this, they move further from segregation and slavery, eventually they'll move away from it. But to dismiss them as things just because they're successful, and that's what I hate about life. Sometimes we overestimate our success and we think we are special and we think we are. Mujuaga, success is about luck. There's always an element of luck. And I'll always point that out. Even as Ikonini as a podcast, I always say, a certain level of success was if it did not resonate with 1, 2, 3 people, some Kenyans in America, haingekuwa what it was. Why? Because we don't have shot a lot of episodes because they were sending money. Mm-hmm. The Okeno Morangas wakituma do. Wewe ukitujoin, ukituma do. Natala kitutumia. This all encourages you to keep. There's a better podcaster out there,
yeah,
who didn't get that chance.
That was that chance.
Who no one encouraged, yeah, and they stopped.
Because it was your luck.
Mm.
Luck. The minute you think all your success is because you're better than everyone else, sour.
But it's a singular way of looking at things.
I'm not
way.
Black, I'm OG. Okay.
Man, that's like, I've never gotten a headache in a podcast, but for the first time, man, I just feel like my head, I'm...
Yes. But hey, because tunamalizia, lazima, kwambia kuna place, lazima ni hepe. So, imebidi tukata in. But thank you, man.
No problem.
This has been a good one. Hopefully, tunizapata IQ also na wewe hapa. Alafu, of course, hiyo tunafatu kuifanya live so that we are also joined by the Kenyans
in the diaspora. I'm going to kwa nini ya Sajid,
yes,
Coffee Palm podcast. I know that thing will come up.
Okay.
I know, so that we can demystify some things which are being said, which don't make sense. You know, I mean, like, we should have one, like, kuna kitu fulani nilisomanga kitabu ya, nani, how do you call it? How do you call it? Aminata. No, for wale tumesoma kitabu ya Aminata, the short stories. And then you kuna sehemu page 6 nakumbuka, Agege was called like a village idiot. But at one point, he represented imbeciles. He was the chairman of imbeciles.
Mm.
So you know where that goes to. Yeah, if, as I said a while ago, if IQ Watson has stayed in America for that long, himself he has not changed. even the way he looks at things, even the way he speaks, first of all, which is a very simple, basic, fundamental thing that you can change. Even the way you speak, even the way you look at things. What will happen to someone who was born there, that's their country, and they have seen the atrocities and things which is the way they're happening? Okay? That's why we should be working on things on different, on how we have our failed systems. Systems are working some other places to disadvantage other people.
Yes. Alafu, I think maybe the final thing to nakusema, if you're coming from a country like Kenya, a country where you could have stayed back and fought for it, and you did not stay back, I think respectfully you should shut the fuck up.
Mm. Exactly.
FBAs, Foundation of Black Americans, haushinda wakituambia turudi kwetu. Go and make your places better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're supposed to do. And if we can't make our places better, let's not go there and talk shit. And that's the same reason I have a problem with wale wa Somali wako Minnesota, wale wa Mekata.
Exactly,
wale
wa Mekata
ku assimilate. Mm. Na cheki.
Yeah.
Because kama hawezi, rudi home.
You know, you see, Mwav, when you go, ukienda kwa immigration, that's what I wanted to say. I'm glad that you brought that up. Ukienda kwa immigration to declare yourself as a citizen of the United States. This is the national flag, right? There are pledges, nanini, and declare yourself as an American. Okay? You have to concede to be an American. At what point do you change and try to bring your nonsense into a country that has given you, that you swore against those things? And then I would bring your own things to try to make other people feel like they don't mean in that country. That's my worry all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just swear against something, follow, stick by it. Or relinquish your citizenship
and go back to your shitole.
Yeah, your shitole.
I think it doesn't. But in conversation tunaendelea, I think paka kesho is any tulianza late kidogo, and the reason why tulianza late is cause kuna boy tulimu interview anaitwa Nick Wambugu, and sadly Nick Wambugu passed away, and it's one of the saddest things that has happened. Kuna kumka Nick Wambugu, he was one of the BBC4, and even when they came here as the BBC4, before he discovered that he was sick, he was the most talkative. Yes, he was the most talkative. He was full of energy. He came in for a second time. And that second time also, I didn't know that he was sick. When he came in for the third time, we tried to raise his 9 million. Kawaso waliwachio episode kumkeni nikiwambia, we do the 0.1% challenge, sindio? And but still with that, we were not able to save him. So rest in peace to Nick Wambugu. And hopefully we learn from him that this life thing is super fragile.
Yes, it's not guaranteed.
And tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Yes.
By the time you're watching this, we'd hosted him on, let me see, I think
it was December.
Yes, December.
20-something.
Because by the time we saw Awochi, it's like 3 weeks ago. And for this to have happened to him, and like it's so sad, man. And kwa watu waku wachio episode, we posted it on 17th of December.
Okay.
Yes, so we are with him, I think, on the 16th,
16th of December.
December, yes. You connect with the people, Shal. And, man, like, that's one of the saddest things Helen Meskia, Leo. And all I can say is rest in peace to Nick Wambugu. And he was that guy.
Yeah.
He knew how to express himself. And kona shindwa ni nani, kwa hii picha tunashare, he's the guy dressed in yellow, seated next to Ian. So yes, rest in peace to Nick Wambugu. And that's how tunamalizia episode 585. Sindio?
Yeah.
Ekonene.
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 Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.